Someone was behind the reception desk today at the weight loss clinic run by Dr. Joni Gerard, but while the sign on the door said open, nobody was coming to let us in. She was also nowhere to be seen when we visited the home she shares with husband and fellow doctor Michael Gerard.
Hello.
You're not welcomed here. Leave my property immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Joni Gerard was snapped by a News Hub reporter with a hidden camera, explaining to a waiting room full of people wanting to obtain one of her fraudulent exemptions as a way of getting around the mandate that requires them to be vaccinated in order to enter hospitality venues and workplaces.
I mean, really, this is horrible, horrible medicine. What we're trying to do is give a medical certificate saying that you've been assessed and it is not appropriate for you to receive the current vaccine. I have had someone be able to fly to Australia last week on one. So, I mean, we have had some success stories reported back to us.
She also admitted to not being vaccinated herself, despite it being a legal requirement for health professionals.
I'll start practicing medicine before I'll get vaccinated with this vaccine. I have had lots of vaccines before,
yeah,
but not this one.
Right.
The medical council, the body that ensures doctors are competent and fit to practice, says it's been notified of the case and is now considering the concerns raised in the story. Its chair, Dr. Curtis Walker, wasn't available for an interview, but in a statement says there's no place for anti-vaccination messages in professional practice, nor breaches in professional and legal standards, such as conducting an in-person consultation while unvaccinated. All mention of the Gerard's weight loss business, including its website, have been taken down today. But Joni Gerard's doctor husband, Michael,
leave my property immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
Sure.
Well, he has some strident views himself, and features in an online chat hosted by an anti-vaccination group.
I'm Dr. Michael Gerard. I'm an American medical physician. I've been living in New Zealand now for 6 years. I'm semi-retired. Still do work in the States, have five medical clinics in the States, and I can manage those from here through the magic of the internet.
Michael Gerard says his anti-vaccination stance is guided by the oath he took to do no harm.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to harm anyone by recommending it or not recommending it, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to harm myself because I've got a family that depends upon me, medical practice. So I started doing some research.
Hailing from the United States, the Gerards have both worked as doctors for over 20 years, including as missionaries in Ecuador and Africa. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says it's disappointing to see a health professional undertaking activity that puts others at risk.
I do want to give people reassurance, though. This appears to be the actions of some individuals here, and we'll be paying very close attention to what's happened and see whether or not there are other ways that we can ensure it isn't replicated.
Opposition leader Christopher Luxon describes Dr. Gerard's actions as disgraceful.
It's quite unbelievable, to be brutally honest with you, and it's just, don't support it at all. And so I just think it's great. It's good that the medical council and the police are involved with that, and we need to shut that down very fast.
The chair of the medical association, Dr. Alistair Humphrey, says on the face of it, the case is a clear-cut case of fraud.
There is case law in this country that doctors writing certificates, and that was, there's at least one case of writing what you might call ordinary sick notes, have been convicted of fraud, which carries a maximum, I think, 3-year sentence under the Crimes Act. So I think on the face of it, it appears to be something that the police should be investigating.
The Ministry of Health says it's writing to Dr. Gerard today to remind her that it is a breach of public health orders to continue seeing patients face-to-face if she remains unvaccinated. It says it's continuing to investigate the matter.